Welcome to Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
Now, that was Lights Out from Bia, J.I.D. But more importantly, you know, there was a huge moment in hip-hop this week that I was able to be a part of. Gina Views was also in the building. A couple of the people here at our show were also there. We might be talking to them a little later. But Gina Views, how do you feel about this week?
I feel like this Juneteenth was the best Juneteenth since the slaves was freed.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar. Black people have not had a victory like this since the slaves was freed, especially not on the Juneteenth day. And I'm hoping that we can get this going annually.
You know what? Who else said that? DJ Greg Street. That's what he said to me earlier today. He was telling me the same thing. Like, yeah, we need to do this annual. I'm telling you, Kendrick can make millions and millions of dollars. I'm like, Street, that ain't what this was. That it wasn't a money play. But I don't know. I don't know if we'll be able to do it once a year. I can't speak to that.
I don't care about it. I mean, not like that. I know companies got to get their bread. But I was more so excited about the unity that was in the building. You know, we was backstage in the trailers.
And yes.
It was like a playground just full of rappers. It was no tension. I didn't feel no tension. And I usually, I can spot tension a mile away. I know when the energy weird. And the energy was so freaking peaceful.
I saw a couple of the homies who don't really smile were in full smile. I could see teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, damn, okay, like you like a hardcore gangbanger.
Yeah.
And you like, it was just everybody was smiling. And it was just like, it was super dope because for me personally, I know a lot of these dudes and a lot of these, and even a girl, shout out to the Cuzzos and you know, mm-hmm. Tommy the Clown brought some girls. A lot of people don't really get looks like that, don't really get the stages like that. Like I've had the opportunity and been blessed to be able to be in situations where I've been on global stages, but to some of those people, that was the biggest stage they've ever been on.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, exposure and magnitude, and I think it was a dope experience for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. The last time we saw a bunch of different hoods all in one place was when Nip died.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like, that's just messed up that's what it took to bring everybody together. So yeah. I'm happy. I mean, Kendrick did still catch a body in all of this, but
I don't know if that's bad timing or extremely intelligent comedic timing. I don't know if
this is what I'm saying. Dot did catch a body, okay? But it's not about that. This is about us seeing multiple hoods on the stage at one time, and even like not just the stage, because even when we were down there in the crowd, it was a bunch of different hoods down there. Mm-hmm. When we was backstage, it was a bunch of different hoods back there, and you know how it be. The artist would be cool, but it's the entourage that's usually tripping.
Yes,
and the entourage was even peaceful.
Yeah,
we seen red rags back there, blue rags. They was up there hoover stumping. Q was up there hoover stumping.
I know. I saw him.
Like, we have never, like, it was, because, okay, with Nip passing away, everybody had to get along. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because of the energy and stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have to get along, but I want to talk about that specifically when it comes to the politics, because Hip Hop Nation, if you're not from L.A., you probably don't understand what this week meant in L.A. culture, L.A. street culture, whatever you want to, however you want to look at it. So we're going to talk about that. Also, make sure you keep it locked right here on Hip Hop Nation Effective Immediately, because we do have your chance to get flued out to go hang out with A Boogie with the hoodie. Keep it locked right here. It's Effective Immediately on Hip Hop Nation. All right, on the way, we got some Tommy Richmond. For all the Caucasians that love that type of vibe, that Million Dollar Baby is up for you. But we are talking street culture. You know, Pop Out, Ken and Friends just happened this week. I was definitely a huge part of it. It got announced and stuff like that. We don't get into the lineup, the performances, all that. Like, pretty much the whole show, we have to recap this because it was a lot. It's a lot to unpack. However, we were talking about the street politics and what this means. Gina Views and I are both here from Los Angeles, so we have a different lens. But Hip Hop Nation, if you are unfamiliar how street politics works, there were a lot of different sections, we call them, who don't necessarily blend well with other sections. And
ops.
I mean,
ops.
I wouldn't necessarily say ops, but there are definitely sections that don't necessarily collaborate with everybody. That were a part of the Pop Out, and it was no problems. You didn't hear anything that happened. There was no backstage kerfuffles. You know what a kerfuffle is? Huh?
Yeah.
You, what is it?
It sound like, you know.
No. But it sound like you know is crazy.
It sound like you know.
It sound like you know.
It sounds like physical
it
altercation.
It sound like, do you feel me?
No.
Okay.
It sound like a physical altercation.
There was no physical altercations. There was no problems. There were kids there. Shout out to Tommy the Clown, who brought his group of young people, and we gonna get into that stuff too. But specifically when it comes to LA street culture, I don't speak about it from a first person's perspective because I'm not a gangbanger. I've never been a gangbanger. I've never been a street guy. I've always said that publicly. But having very close ties to it, both Gina Views and I, being here in a city like Los Angeles, very difficult to navigate in a space where you don't have to participate in to some degree in some fashions. And Gina was speaking on like how normally you could feel tension and you didn't really feel that. What did you feel?
I felt love. I felt a celebration. And we went through a very traumatic timing, I would say probably from, what was it, 2019 up until COVID. We lost Nip. We lost Kobe. We didn't celebrate the Dodgers championship. We didn't celebrate the Lakers championship.
Yep.
COVID happened. This year and last year are one of the 2 years that we all actually got to celebrate as a Los Angeles community.
Yeah, I agree with that. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with no drama.
Oh, yeah. And then also, too, and you know what's dope? It felt like that. Like, I remember going, I've never been able to go to a parade because I'd be always at work or I was too young, but, and we didn't get one for the bubble championship, but whatever, we're going to leave that there. I've never been a part of that, but being a part of this situation this past week definitely felt like that, and it was dope to see everybody else react to it, like around the world. Like people from New York and it was interesting because, you know, the Boston Celtics just won an NBA championship, and
I didn't even know the game was on. I think a lot of cherries were popped though.
Okay.
Because I've never been to a Kendrick Lamar show. I've never been to a Battle Zone. Yeah, I haven't. I haven't been to a battle. Even when I worked at Staples Center, I've been at every concert except for a Kendrick Lamar one. I've never been to a Battle Zone. So that was dope seeing Tommy the Clown. He's been cracking since 92.
Right.
And Battle Zones are always real big, especially in the single city of Inglewood at the Forum.
Yeah.
So being that he was able to pull, you know, all of those kids out on stage was just like, that was beautiful.
And it was dope, too, because, like, Tommy's focus has always been the kids. And it's something that I always explain to people about Tommy, because people are like, who the fuck is Tommy the Clown? I'm like, bro, Tommy the Clown literally has saved lives. And shout out to Larry the Clown, too. I don't want to take that away from him either. But their mentorship and showing you the youth, especially in, I would say, you know, the impoverished areas of the city where Compton, Watts, like the east side, the west, wherever you from, he would take these kids and be like, okay, you were troubled. He wouldn't be afraid to go to somebody who otherwise would be abandoned and be like, all right, look, I'm going to teach you how to dance. I'm going to teach you how to do these things. And it became a form of expression for a lot of kids. And I actually saw people shed tears, you know, like, because it's like, I don't know if people remember, there was a movie that came out called Rise. And it kind of documented what that was. And you got clown dancing, you got crump dancing, then you got hoover stomping, you got it's just all expression. And the way these kids express themselves through the dance, I think it needs to be celebrated in a certain way.
I definitely almost cried. I was celebrating down there as if I was performing. People were literally tweeting me saying they can't see me, but they can hear my voice on the live stream.
On the live stream.
That shit was beautiful.
So you were screaming. I'm going to get your take on the lineup and everything like that. Listen, Hip Hop Nation, keep it locked right here. Make sure you hit that follow, like, comment, subscribe. The YouTube is up right now at Effective Immediately Live. At Effective Immediately Live is our YouTube channel. And then if you just go on Instagram and type in at Effective Immediately, you should see us pop up. EffectiveImmediately.live, the website too. You can get all of that on the way. Okay, we got some, what we got here? We got some Skiller Baby coming up, some City Girls. Right after this is Hip Hop Nation, Effective Immediately. All right, listen, we are talking all things the Pop Out, Ken and Friends. Gina Views, what were your takeaways? What were the highlights for you?
Highlights of the night, we're definitely seeing all the homies on stage. Blue Books, Rucci, Bino, of course Kendrick Lamar, YG, Blast, Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah.
And then it was just like a moment of the show where you hear Nip's voice. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes. Y'all got it right. Y'all made sure that his energy was felt in the building.
Yeah.
Then you see Storm pop out.
Yeah. Storm DeBarge. Shout out to Storm
DeBarge. Shout out to Storm. That was freaking beautiful. Of course, Tommy the Clown, like we already talked about. But Chike, I don't want to miss nobody. So, y'all, it was a long-ass lineup. But, facts. You know, definitely just seeing all the homies and everybody being able to be on one stage. And it was certain people that were from same crew. Mm-hmm. Like you got Blue Bucks and Bino.
Yeah.
You know, usually in some instances, only one person of the entourage is able to, yeah, you know, be a part of things. RJ was there. RJ got added last minute.
Yep.
So that's freaking amazing. We could not have done the show without Mr. LA.
No, I think it was necessary too. I mean, and the thing is, like, for me, the biggest takeaway for me was, like, I think it was after the fact. I was just talking to B-More. Shout out to B-More, who manages, you know, YG, Blue Bucks Clan, Kamaya. Like, been an executive in the game forever. It's my brother. And I was talking to B-More, and we were saying that the takeaway, I don't think it really hit us until it hit the world. And it's like, oh, so everybody saw it. I mean, not that we didn't think that people wouldn't see it. Like, mm-hmm. That's not the case. Obviously, it's being streamed all over the world, and people are filming it and everything. But I don't think you get to realize the impact of a storm if you're in the middle of it. You don't mm-hmm. realize until the tornado leave Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. You're like, man, that tornado fucked some shit up over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shout out to the people on Hip Hop Nation in Oklahoma. But I'm just saying, like, you don't really understand it until after the fact.
Right.
And I think we won't feel the ramifications of this for mm-hmm. months to come.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have music and you are from this region, you need to go get you some motherfucking music. Like, mm-hmm. go get the music now, today.
Yes.
You should have had the music already, but now's the time. Like, and also I want to say this, too. It's not just about the artists that were on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's about everybody. Even if you were not on stage, there's times where I wasn't on stage.
Mm-hmm.
There's times where I wasn't on the bill. That's not what it's about. It's about the moment. And now we have a moment.
Yeah.
Capitalize on the moment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't waste time worried about, well, I wasn't on the stage, so how's it my moment? It's still your moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because the light is over here, and whenever the light is somewhere, people are paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Put your shit out. Let's get cracking.
Yeah. When's the last time, too, that we seen Ravon, Kendrick Lamar, Q, and J-Rock all on the same stage, too? It's been a minute, right?
I don't think Ravon was signed when they did the championship tour.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think Ravon has been on the lineup with all of them ever.
And did you hear the crowd go crazy when Tyler, the Creator, came out?
Tyler's a whole, we got to talk about Mustard Set separate.
You know what else I was proud of? When Wally stopped singing a song and the crowd said, "This is my 03 flow."
Shout out to Wally the Sensei.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of takeaways. I mean, we're going to continue to unpack this, Hip Hop Nation, so keep it locked right here. I got some JT and the Baby that shakes something for all the ratchet girls like Gina Views coming right after this. It's Hip Hop Nation, effective immediately.
Okay.
All right, now, we was in here. We live on the radio right now. Shout out to Hip Hop Nation. Listen, thank you for listening, but I just had to take this call. It came through the wire right now. I got the legend, my big bro, Mr. X to the Z, Exhibit, on the line right now.
Yo, what up? What up, family? How are you?
Man, it's all good. You just called in because you just called me because you wanted to talk about the pop out that happened this week.
Yeah.
And I mean, listen, as somebody who was on the Up in Smoke tour and was a part of that movement, I told you, to me, this was like one of those moments where, you know, the younger generation felt like we just had to get our lick back on you because, you know, we wasn't we was too young to be outside for that. So what were your thoughts on seeing that, man?
Yo, man, so there's three things. First of all, it was amazing to see all of the energy that was in that room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a ton of people that came to see this moment. You know what I'm saying? Because the coast is energized, first of all.
Facts.
Right? The second thing was what I saw in Kendrick last night was a form of leadership that I haven't seen in a long time. It's hard to be a leader in a world of followers.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be able to see him gather himself and do it gracefully, you know what I'm saying, in a way that we haven't seen in a long time, and be so humble about it. But there's a lot of powerful, impactful moments that happened on that stage last night. You were a big part of that. Mustard was a big part of that. Seeing Problem out there coming, you know, seeing his stuff come to fruition, it was a big part of that for me. Seeing the young guys and then being incorporated with, you know, Dre coming out. That was an amazing time. And the third thing was, listen, when the torch is passed, there's people that don't really understand the gravity of and the responsibility and accountability to that. I saw all of that come together last night, and the coast is energized. There's a new feeling going through, and I saw that in real time. There were so many people on the stage that were celebrating. We haven't had that in a long time, and it really felt good. Cause look, I'm always for the W. I'm very coast. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I give a fuck about.
Me too.
Now we can exist. We can coexist with everybody else, but nigga, W, nigga, all the time. You know what I'm saying? And so to see that, I felt like I'm all the way in Australia right now.
Yeah.
So to see that all that coming together, nigga, you would have thought I was there in the room because I was moving and I learned and jumping around and. Nigga, it was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the pop-out was great, man. And I feel like, you know, what we do from here, like being a responsible West Coast artist, like it's important.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's learn. Let's get, like, everybody ain't going to be on board. I get that. But for the main people that's pushing the culture and what we do for this W, it was a victorious night.
Man, I agree. And then also, I want to get your perspective on embracement. Like, you know, a lot of times you don't have the OG. Like, you had Drake come out and do that. But, you know, and Dot actually said that towards the end of the night. Like, you know, I'm getting emotional right now. And the last time we really saw that was when Snoop passed him the torch when everybody was on stage at you know, this is 2011 or something like that. And it was like over 10 years ago, you know what I mean? And so when he was saying, like, yo, I'm getting emotional right now, like, I think people thought that was, like, he wasn't telling the truth. But can you speak to that as far as, like, what that means as an OG?
Yeah, I think this is a teachable moment for a lot of people to pay attention. Look, you know, when the Drake and Kendrick thing came out, I think that was a prime example of an age-old, you know, parable that people need to pay attention to. You know, ego versus humility. David versus Goliath. I think people really underestimate the power of humility. I think people thought Kendrick was going to get steamrolled.
They did.
And like the other guy's popularity was going to overshadow his talent.
Yep.
This is a very teachable moment. All the artists out there that are paying attention to this, don't get caught up in the hoopla and whatever. Look at the where the rubber meets the road. And I think that's my perspective on it. I thought that, you know, he won with talent and he won with respect. That overshadows ego for me all the time.
Yeah.
It may be a temporary win when you go in and you try to shit on somebody or you think, you know what I'm saying, you got to downplay somebody's success or try to... That shit didn't work. You know what I'm saying? That shit didn't work. And we saw it. We saw the victory lap last night. I appreciate, man, so shout out to Nip. You know what I'm saying? You know, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was represented well. It was so inclusive. It was so... He didn't miss no motherfucking points. All the T's were crossed. All the I's were dotted. That was fucking powerful.
Man, thank you, X. You got something... Man, thank you, bro. Like I said, you know, we's on the air right now. You called. I was like, I got to get your perspective on this. So that's why I put you on the spot. But, you know, I see you got the braids back. I see you got the...
Yeah, bitch. 2001 exhibit is on your ass. Beam maker, motherfuckers. Watch this shit.
Hey.
Wes.
Gina Views got something. Which is up?
What you saw last night, has there ever been a moment in hip hop during you guys' era that was pretty much similar to what we got last night from the pop-up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Up in Smoke was a big part of that. All the anger management tours was like that for us. Doing shows with, you know, with Linkin Park and, you know what I'm saying, and Limp Bizkit and Duke going out. And, you know, during our times when we were dropping our first records, there was big festivals and there was a lot of rock and rap being combined. And so we were playing in front of hundreds of thousands of people But for me, that moment last night was very comparable to the way I felt on Up in Smoke. Mm-hmm. That was my first time being included on Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg Records, and being showcased in that light. So I know how it felt for some of those guys that haven't had that light yet to be put on that stage with Kendrick, you know what I'm saying, TDE, you know what I'm saying, like Rimble was up there, you know what I'm saying, yeah. Like yeah. Problem was up there, you know, West Side Boogie was up there, you know what I'm saying, Meet the Whoops was up there. Yeah. Nigga, it was on. Yeah. It was on.
Yeah.
Were there any artists?
Listen, and one more thing for the West. You ain't got to sound like nobody else. Hmm. You ain't got to go nowhere else.
Talk to him.
You ain't got to search for no sound.
Talk to him.
Listen, the game moves around. You know what I'm saying? The light moves around. It, when it moves off us, don't worry, man. Just stay focused on what we're doing, because when it come back, we keep it for quite some time. Watch this.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. What, was it any new artists that you were put onto last night that you're going to tap in with now?
Yeah, man. Look, I just got on to Rimble last night. You know what I'm saying? Who else, man? There's a bunch of guys. You know what I'm saying? I really like what Jay Wordy was doing, man. Yeah. He always mm-hmm. putting on.
Yeah, Jay is.
And he always doing something dope.
Jay is always wearing different hats as a creative director, as yeah. a rapper, as a community leader.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think it's gonna be dope for everybody.
Yeah, man, I really enjoyed what happened last night, and I just want to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's power in numbers.
Yeah.
And I think it was very clear that a new leader was born in the West Coast last night.
Man, talk about it. Man, X to the Z, man. Hey, listen, I'm going to call you later. Thank you, bro. I appreciate
you. Come on, head. Let's go.
West Coast.
All right, Queen. I'll see y'all later.
All right, thank you.
Man, Hip Hop Nation, X to the Z. All right, got some Cardi B coming up right after this. It's effective immediately. Now, we've been talking pretty much the whole evening about this. The pop out, you know, Ken and Friends. One thing that we definitely need to dive into is Mustard. Like, Mustard set. I mean, I want to preface this with this, right? I am somebody who I really don't have an ego. So when an assignment gets sent to me like, hey, here's what we have for you, and we need you to curate this in the best way possible, that's the assignment. I don't necessarily care about what else somebody else is doing, what other job, you know, is part of it, is what other job anybody else has. The main thing is about executing my positioning. So sometimes you're a superstar, sometimes you're a role player. In this position, I was a role player. I'm older than Kendrick and I'm older than Mustard. But in this situation, I'm the little homie. So I need to do my part. And I think there's something to be said where egos get involved and it messes up a lot of things. To that, I want to give Mustard his credit, because Mustard actually taught me things. While we were going through the process, while we were going through rehearsal, he was teaching me certain things about how he does his set, where it kind of actually makes more sense to do it his way than my way, but I haven't gotten there yet. So now I'm starting to incorporate that knowledge into what I got going on. And then aside from the technical stuff, he really put on. Like, Mustard can really DJ. I know people like throw this DJ thing around like, oh, DJ Head, he just talks for a living. Yes, that's true. Or, you know, because like academics, we never seen him DJ, you know, whatever. Like, no, I'm actually a real DJ. Mustard is actually a real DJ. If you're not familiar, do your Googles. Mustard came up here in L.A. Under DJ T, which is his uncle. And DJ T is a legendary L.A. DJ who owns multiple venues, and they've been doing this forever. But I say all that to say is the way he curated his set to me was super dope. He had Blast. He had what? Roddy, Steve Lacy.
Tyler the Creator, Rich, YG.
Right. And you brought up Tyler earlier. What was your thoughts on that?
I like the way that, because of course everything was a surprise, but I extremely love seeing the way that the crowd went crazy when Tyler came out, because I don't think anybody expected him to be there.
No.
But Mustard is, because we're talking about Mustard. Mustard is a fucking legend. I've been saying it for years. I'm going to keep saying it. Mustard is a legend, and us as a coast, we need to start giving him his flowers, period.
Yeah.
I don't think that Mustard Facts. Gives the recognition that he deserves, being that he's been in this shit. You know how I feel about YG.
Yeah.
But people forget to mention how Mustard was a part of all of that.
Yeah.
You know, back then. I grew up in the Click era. So I remember the pushes and all that stuff, you know. Yep. I remember him DJing. He is a DJ.
He's a DJ.
I remember him DJing the parties. I remember when they broke and everything just, you know, was going up and up and up and up. So Mustard is freaking amazing. Nigga, give us that album.
Man, no.
We need that album.
I may or may not have inside information about that album.
So what you want to say now? Like, what's your follow-up sentence? You just said that to say what?
I'm gonna try to get Mustard on the line, see if he can give us some insight.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give out nothing that he's not willing to divulge.
Okay.
But from what I know, he got some shit on the album.
Okay.
Like some shit.
And I bet he does, because Mustard always understands the assignment. Yeah. Always. Mustard. I have never seen Mustard drop the ball, dropping music. I've never heard a project and said. Skip pass, you know, like.
Oh no, you're right.
Mustard albums, from even the mixtapes, there's no skippable tracks.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's a good question. What's skippable? I got to go back and look, because he's on his fourth album now, I believe. I think third or fourth album. No, fourth album.
Well, see, now I don't know the difference between albums and mixtapes.
Well, it's all original music at this point.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, it's just projects at this point. So,
and
I don't know.
He does not have no skippable tracks on any of his projects.
I got to go back and listen to it. I don't know if I agree, because I don't remember all the songs, but.
I'm telling you. You can trust me.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
You know I'm Mustard and YG stands. You can trust me.
Speaking of which, I do want to see Mustard collaborate with some more artists that are not from here. Because when he had his run 2012-ish, everybody, 2 Chainz, Jeezy, like everybody was jumping on Mustard beat. And it created definitely camaraderie amongst our region. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you got Yo Gotti on our stuff. You got these different people. And I think that creates an ecosystem for everybody to win on our side of the map. So,
well, that, see, I want it. I want him to collab with, I mean, you know, I like, you know, unifying and collabing with other coaches, but Mustard is the person, just how we were talking about Kendrick Lamar being the person to bring all of these gangs on one stage. Mustard is the nigga in L.A. to bring all of the artists together on one project.
I can see that.
And I feel like he's, because that's what he's been known for. We had Dom, Nip, YG, all of these people on these projects back in the day. You know, what was that, 2016 when, was it Ketchup?
No. So Ketchup,
what's
was
the one with Mustard's in a mirror?
That was I could pull it up, but that wasn't Ketchup. That was what was the name of that project?
I believe even that one had Fab on it. So he's always like tapped in with other, you know, other artists and stuff. But Mustard is the person that's known for shedding light.
So yeah, it was 10 Summers.
10 Summers is when he looking in the mirror.
Yes,
Ketchup is the one when he's standing on the car.
No, Ketchup was the mixtape. But yeah, it was 10. So he's had 3 albums. 10 Summers was the first one in 2014. And then 2016 was Cold Summer.
Okay.
And then 2019 was Perfect 10.
Okay, okay, okay.
So the other ones were like quote unquote mixtape projects.
Perfect 10 is when he gave us that unreleased Nip verse.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. No skippable tracks.
Yeah, I got to go back and listen to it. Actually, I want to go listen. I'm going to go listen to 10 Summers today. But shout out to Mustard for curating. I mean, for putting together that set. As DJs, we always have a different lens in our approach to putting together like sets where we're bringing guest stars out. And, you know, I think he delivered. And what was dope to me is to see how happy he was to be there. Like, yeah. I never see Mustard.
I've never seen Mustard dance. That motherfucker was up there grooving. You've never seen Mustard dance before.
I've seen him do a little thing like when I went to go see him in Vegas, but it wasn't like last night.
That nigga was up there grooving. And did he come from out the ground?
Yeah.
He came up from out the ground.
I think so.
Yeah. The fly coat on. The nigga looked good up there.
Yeah. Shout out to Mustard, man. And congratulations with that baby on the way as well. Anyway, speaking of collaborations, I would love to hear this woman, Ken the Man, do something with Mustard.
Yes.
Okay.
Shout out to Ken the Man.
Ken the Man is definitely one of the hardest female artists, I think, in the game and probably not getting that recognition. So shout out to Ken the Man. We got her coming up as well as some Sexy Red. Okay, right after this is Hip Hop Nation, effective immediately. Now, before I get into the mix, I do want to tell you, during my mix, I'm going to tell you how you can get flued out to go see A Boogie with the Hoodie. He's on tour, and you will have your opportunity, courtesy of SiriusXM here at Hip Hop Nation, to go see A Boogie with the Hoodie. And, you know, tours are in season. A lot of people were discussing how much they had to pay to get into the pop-out this past week. Elliot Wilson being one of them. Elliot Wilson said that he paid $1,000 for one ticket. Mm. And he was actually excited to spend that $1,000 to support Kendrick Lamar, or I'm sorry, Ken and Friends, and the Pop Out. But he was saying that he was very critical of a lot of other quote unquote media people and journalists who felt like they didn't have to pay to participate in the culture because no one would give them tickets, passes, etc. But then he was saying, like, how are you participating in the culture and you don't participate in the culture? Like, if you can't get a pass, then you just don't go and participate in one of the biggest nights that culture is offering. So what is your thoughts on that?
I'm going to participate either way.
Right.
Because did you see all the content I got yesterday? I'm backstage going through rappers' phones.
Right.
You know? I definitely think, though, media personalities, journalists, just people who are involved in the culture that are not musicians, we all should do our part in supporting the artists. I don't think that nobody's bigger than the program. At the end of the day, we're all fans.
Yeah.
We might be professional fans.
Yeah.
But we're fans, too.
I am a fan.
If you don't know anybody who's a part of the camp or anything like that, but you are, you know, essentially truly a fan, then pay that money to get in.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I used to have this hard stance and I had to recalibrate. I used to have this hard stance where it was like artists would want me to buy their CD or buy their music. Like go on iTunes and buy the music so that I can play it while I'm DJing. I was like, hey, bro, I'm either going to buy the music or I'm going to spin it. Like I'm either playing it or I'm buying it. I ain't finna do both. Yeah. And that was more like an egotistical, you know, vantage point. But I agree with you. Like, I don't necessarily have a hard stance on it. Like, I understand. I'm spoiled in a sense that people always try to make sure I have access to things because they want me to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Or they want us to discuss it on the show or whatever the case may be. So I'm always, you know, I'm not always. A lot of times I'm not. I'm sometimes included mm-hmm. in getting given access or given a ticket. And sometimes they just can't do it. Yeah. And I'm just like, I totally understand, bro. Like, you know, there was one time where I really wanted to do something. I ain't going to put them out there. But I'm like, y'all really want to go to this show. And it was like, bro, we can't do it. We just, mm-hmm. I don't have it. You know what I mean? And it was just like, I don't get mad or salty. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, if you really wanted in on that, then you would make sure you're in on that. It wouldn't be like a huge issue, you fighting with the team or the camp or,
yeah.
you know, Live Nation or AEG or all these companies where you're trying to get in for the free. I actually talked to Big Boy about this one time, and he said he tested his face card, quote unquote, his status, uh-huh. and he pulled up to the Staples Center with no ticket, and he just wanted to test it just to see like if they would, and he just pulled up and act like he didn't know what was going on. Like,
nope, Staples Center don't play that. I used to work there.
Yo,
nigga, no ticket, no skate.
He got in.
He got in?
He got in, and he sat close, too. I think it was a Laker game.
How did he get in?
He pulled up and was like, yeah, he went to Will Call. Like, yeah, they supposed to have my ticket. And he was like, Big Boy, like, you.
Okay, he went to Will Call. He didn't go straight to them ticket takers.
No, he didn't go to the ticket takers.
Okay, Will Call, they going to hook you up.
Yeah, he went to Will Call, and I think he went to the box, wherever you get your VIP credentials. Mm-hmm. And then they was like, are you supposed to go through the tunnel? Like, they was trying to figure out, like, why is Big Boy outside?
Yeah.
And he managed to get in. But, you know, I just think that it's dope. Like, when you get to a certain level, you could just pull up somewhere. And because yeah. I did see a couple of people at the Pop-Out where I'm like, I know he didn't have a ticket. I just know he didn't have it. I saw LeBron. It's no way that LeBron bought a ticket and just pulled up with his family. Because I saw LeBron. I saw, shout out to DeMar DeRozan. I saw...
I think they were personally invited.
Right.
I think they were
invited. Russell Westbrook. They was on stage, you know, walking or whatever they was doing.
What kind of walk?
I don't know. I don't know. Because
you took the letter from in front of it.
Yeah, I don't know which walk.
Russell was up there throwing up neighborhood, nigga. I seen a tweet that said, he don't even be this excited to play basketball. That nigga was up there throwing up chunky. He was walking out like, look at Russell.
Hey, man, when you were L.A., listen. Nobody can tell a native something when we feeling it.
Nope.
When you feeling it, it's gonna go how it's gonna go. But anyway, we talking all things Pop Out, Ken and Friends. Hit us up at effectiveimmediately.live is our Instagram, or you can just type in Effective Immediately everywhere. We'll pop up. Make sure you hit that website and join our group chat. Gina Views keeping it real spicy with them feet pics in our group chat. Or no?
Yeah. If y'all listening right now, tweet us. Let us know that you're listening right now. If you hear us on your radio right now, tweet me and DJ Head and let us know. Yep. At DJ Head at Gina Views.
Yeah, hit us up. All right, T Grizzly coming up. Also some Future right after this. Rhapsody, one of the best in the game. It's called Back in My Bag. It's Hip Hop Nation, effective immediately. There's a lot of talk going on about this pop out. On, is this going to be an ongoing tour? When is Dot dropping his album? Do you want to guess?
Kendrick is not giving us an album this year.
You don't think so?
No.
Now, I'm going to be reluctant to participate in this part of the show just because anything I say can and will be used against me in the court of public opinion.
Absolutely. So, talk, choose wisely.
So, I'm going to say, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let you guess about everything. It's, you said we're not going to get a K-Dot album this year.
I think he may have already had one ready, but I think that now we might get a new type of Kendrick, and that might include some Mustard.
Oh, you think we're going to get another Mustard record?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we're going to get another Mustard record.
That would be dope.
Yeah. We need another Mustard Kendrick Lamar record.
That would be sick.
So I think there's some, I truly believe that he has a compilation of something already done. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's more that either needs to be added to it, removed, or redone.
Got you. So, okay. What about features? You think we're going to get some more K-Dot features like out here in the wild? What do you think?
Yes. I don't know, but I just want to speak it into existence, to be honest.
I'm just asking what you think.
So
I just can't say what I think, even though it don't have nothing to do with what's really going on. But if I say what I think, it.
Okay, well, what I think is that everybody who performed last night, Kendrick Lamar is very familiar with. And I'm speaking in terms of the lower tier artists, no disrespect, but you know what I mean. The people who are on your set, the more upcoming artists. Mm-hmm. I think Kendrick Lamar is very, very aware of who they are, knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. And I think that seeing that moment yesterday and how that helped him, that he probably will do more collaborations with artists in the city.
I can see that. Now, when it comes to, you know, the other artists, the more established artists, you got Roddy Ricch, you got YG. Do we have a YG and Kendrick collaboration? Is there one that exists already?
I don't think that, because now it's sounding like I'm the professional. Hold on, motherfuckers. I don't know shit. I don't even know that nigga. That's his friend. I'm just a fan, okay? I'm a fan. I don't know that nigga. That's his friend. I don't think that Kendrick is on Just Read Up 3, but I think that YG will probably be on Kendrick's album.
You think so?
I think Kendrick will be on Roddy's album.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I mean, I would love to see both. I want all of the above.
Yes, absolutely. Pause. That was crazy. That was crazy.
It was crazy?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That was crazy.
But was it the first half or the back half?
Oh, my goodness. You're going to keep going.
I didn't. I'm just asking.
He said, how do I dig a deeper hole? What I would like, though, is for these festivals who come to our area to take notes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the pop out is what we mean when we say we need our artists on these stages at these festivals.
I agree. I would like more, though. I felt if it was up to me. I mean, I said this, but I would love for it to be a 2-day event of just us.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to single out Rolling Loud like they're the only one who does these festivals and stuff like that. But it would be dope to have way more of us on the shows. But here's the thing. We can say the same thing about the pop out. Why wasn't this person on the show? Why wasn't that?
Well, everybody can't make it.
Okay, but here's what I'm trying to say. There's still business that has to happen for these things to exist.
Hey, that's correct. However, the percentage of LA artists that are on these festivals in comparison to the other artists that are performing is literally not even close.
But it also, so here's, and I'm gonna have a controversial take on this, and this is, people probably not gonna like this part, but the truth of the matter is a lot of other artists go about the way they do their business differently. A lot of artists that are from our side of the map don't take the time to curate a hard ticket fan base. And what that means is a hard ticket sale is before you get to the venue, a venue, not a club, not going to get a bag, not none of that. I'm talking about a hard ticket venue where there are fans who pay a ticket and they have a ticket assigned to them before the doors open, right? No walk-ups, none of that stuff. So a lot of people who I have personally had interactions with don't curate a hard ticket sale fan base initially, and that prevents them from then going out and doing those things like that. Like, these festivals are hard ticket sale events. Mm-hmm. They're selling $400 and $500 tickets 6 months in advance, mm-hmm. 7 months in advance. They're not going to just put this person on the bill or on the lineup just because they're hot to us. Mm-hmm. That's just not how business works. That's just the truth. Now, how we feel about it may be one thing, but the truth of the matter is these people are just doing business. They don't actually care who's hot. They want to know, is it, if I give this person $10,000 to come perform, are they going to sell $10,000 worth of tickets? Yeah. That's all they care about. That's just the truth. So,
well, then we all need to stop complaining then.
I agree with you. I'm not complaining about it. I just said I would like to see that. But in order for that to happen, we have to take responsibility.
Yeah, fuck all that. Put our artists on the stage. I don't even give a fuck. Put our artists on the stage. Now, this year, Rolling Loud did do a great job of curating our talent.
Okay.
We did get that big-ass Versus with YG and Tyga. That shit was beautiful.
That was crazy.
OGZ performed. 310 Baby performed. He came out multiple times. And Storm was on one of his sets.
Yeah, shout out to Storm to
yeah,
March.
OGZ performed. Blue Bugs did. Greedo was there. You know, so they did a good job. Mm-hmm. But they can continue to do it. And not just Rolling Loud. There's tons of other festivals who, you know, it doesn't happen with.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I'm passionate just like you. I would love to see it, but I also just know the business part of it too. So we got more to come. Also, information on how you can go get flued out to see A Boogie on tour. A Boogie with the Hoodie right here on Hip Hop Nation. It's effective immediately. Don't go nowhere. Now, all show, I've been telling you, I got the mix coming up. That's next. You could tap in with me right now at DJ HED on all platforms. Let me know what you want to hear in the mix while you slide through these streets or while you listen to us on the app. Either way, I'll take it. But we have been talking about this A Boogie with the Hoodie Flyaway sweepstakes. This is going down via SiriusXM. We want to send you and a friend on a VIP trip to Miami to see A Boogie with the Hoodie on the Better Off Alone tour, which is crazy. That sounds like almost like a bitter baby mama, don't it?
You like, just call him a bitter baby mama?
No, I'm just...
You were saying a lot of crazy shit because a couple texts ago you said you'd take it either way. Have me go over here with a sour face.
Listen, man, we got your chance to go see it. To enter and for rules, go to SiriusXM.com/A Boogie Tour. No spaces, okay? SiriusXM.com/A Boogie Tour with no spaces. Make sure you do that by July 17th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. No purchase necessary. Please enter for this because the thing is, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Hip Hop Nation. The white people don't give us a lot, okay? So when they give us something, take advantage of it. That's all I'm saying.
Nigga, Juneteenth is over. Juneteenth is over with. You can't talk all that black power shit
I'm
right
just
now.
Saying, though, the white people are covering your airfare. And if you listen to this and you white, then it's just a one-to-one. You know what I'm saying? They're covering your airfare, hotel accommodations, and you get VIP tickets to see A Boogie with the Hoodie on October 24th in Miami, Florida. So make sure you enter by July 17th by going to SiriusXM.com/A Boogie Tour. No spaces. Do that ASAP. You say you want to go, right?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, but I want like a rapper to fly me out.
All right, I'm in the mix right after this, Hip Hop Nation. Give me a request at DJ HED. Let me know what you want to hear in the mix. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation.
You know what we want to hear.
Yo, it's DJ Head, effective immediately, wrapping up this mix.
I'm Gina Views.
Yes, you are. Now, moving forward, okay, whenever I'm doing the mix, I want to try to have you do a guest DJ set. Are you open to doing that?
You want me to do a guest DJ set, or yes. Do you want me to invite a guest DJ to do a set?
I want to invite a guest DJ to do a set, but okay. I also want you to be one of the DJs.
I got a playlist for you. It's all R&B.
No. This is Hip Hop Nation,
G. Right. Hey, Hip Hop Nation. Well, where's the fuck is R&B Nation?
Yo, we going to see you next week, Hip Hop Nation. It's DJ Head, Gina Views, effective immediately. Live is the website. Tap in with us.